For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Ministerial identity, the call to preach. All who come to Christ are also called by God to serve in His kingdom. In this sense, every Christian is a God-called minister. However, God gives a distinct and specific call to those who He chooses to preach the gospel. Ministerial training, a desire to lead, or even a commendation from others does not provide a sufficient basis for assuming there is a call upon our lives, although these may at times be indicators. Authority to do the work of God must come from God. He does the selecting and the empowering for this task. Jesus said to His disciples, "Ye have not chosen Me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." In the Old Testament, no one could assume the role of God's spokesman without first receiving His commission. In the New Testament, the apostles provide examples of the necessity of a definite call. That call may come in a variety of ways and settings. Moses was called in the desert through a burning bush, Samuel as a child in the tabernacle, Isaiah through a vision in the temple, Peter and Andrew while casting nets by the seashore, and Paul in a light from heaven on the road to Damascus. However and wherever the call may come, when God appoints us to the ministry of the Word, we will know we are divinely called and commissioned for this role. That unshakable assurance will be necessary when the inevitable challenges come. If God has truly called us to preach, He will bring us to a point of personal conviction and assurance that He has called us to preach and teach the Word and to minister to the people of God. Though the prophet Jeremiah was initially reluctant, he ultimately had such a burden to preach the words of God that he likened it to a burning fire. Paul cried out, "Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." The apostle Peter observed, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." The word translated moved in this verse is translated drive and driven in Acts 27, verses 15, 17, and 27, referring to a ship being driven by the wind. By this, we understand that the holy men of old spoke the Word of God through the driving force of the Holy Spirit. This same compelling force will drive us as we are called to proclaim the gospel in our day. In addition to the inward confirmation that God places in our own hearts, He will also confirm a genuine call outwardly to others. First, our lives will clearly meet the scriptural requirements laid out in the third chapter of 1 Timothy and the first chapter of Titus. Those of a spiritual mind who know us best will recognize in us the competencies and qualifications for the task, because God equips all those He calls with the needful abilities. We will demonstrate aptitude and faithfulness as a worker in various avenues of Christian service, and those in authority in the church will have a settled conviction that our call is genuine. Lastly, there will also be verification and the response to our initial ministry efforts. The Lord's blessing will be manifested, for the same God who called us will work through us. Counsel for ministers. It is possible for a person to be mistaken about his call to the ministry and to aspire to that role when he is not in possession of the necessary abilities or spiritual qualifications. While we must exercise care to avoid discouraging anyone, it is important to be very certain that a person truly is called before being given an opportunity to preach. In some cases, timing may be an issue, even though the qualifications appear to be in place. If there is any question about the matter, it is best to encourage such individuals to prove their call by a demonstration of faithfulness, utilizing their abilities as workers in various other avenues of Christian service until God sends a definite confirmation to those in spiritual authority. The following attributes may be indicators that a person is called to preach, as long as they are coupled with the sense that a call from God exists. However, none of them should be considered indicators in themselves. Fluency in public speaking, good knowledge and understanding of the Bible, a compassion for people who are hurting, the respect of others, faithful in prayer, organizational or leadership abilities, and a willingness to serve sacrificially in other areas of the gospel work.